Hare Krishna.
Among you who are disciples of Sridhar Maharaj, I know some who are, and I know some who aren't, and some I don't know. I know Gaurhari and Bhuthari. Yourself, you also? All right. Well, you were there in Salem at that when Maharaj passed. No, you must have been here. No. When Maharaj passed away, actually Sahotra Maharaj was the one who told us, and he's also passed away the day after we got the news. So anyway, at that time we had a condolence meeting, or whatever you want to call it, and I spoke quite extensively, trying to recall many of the things interactions I'd had. Sridhar Maharaj. So if any of you are interested in that, it should be available from the media ministry or whatever. There's a collection of these things. It's recorded. So I've spoken about what I can remember of some of my interactions with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I'm not going to speak about that now. Just briefly I'll speak, because no doubt many of you all want to speak. Just in the last few days I've been meditating on one point, how we see the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, many of them, most of them, didn't follow the vows that they vowed to follow. They didn't follow throughout their lives, although many, they had their ups and downs, and those who have left this world, they finished, many of them who went down, they finished on an up. And from an objective standpoint, almost all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples appear to be very much conditioned souls who were lifted up by Srila Prabhupada. Now, as Guru Krishna Prabhu knows well, I've been researching and writing on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his disciples. And Gauriamath history is, there's a lot of things in there which you might not want to repeat if you want to bolster people's faith in Krishna consciousness. Nevertheless, in the long run, what matters is not all the things that you don't want to talk about, but all the things that you do want to talk about. And all the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur are glorious inasmuch as they assisted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his mission. And in the same way, even though last night I was speaking with Harishwari Prabhu, and we were discussing Prabhupada's reaction when he got the news that one of his sannyasis had broken all the regulative principles. So, but that also, even though it may seem very, well, it is very bad, but in the long run, what the service that he did, that Prabhupada will remember that. That's the important thing. So all of Prabhupada's disciples and everyone who engages in this Krishna conscious movement, and especially those who give themselves to assist the Maha-Maha-Bhagavats in their mission sent by Lord Chaitanya, they also are glorious. They're also diamonds. We heard about diamonds. They're all great souls. So what to speak of Srila Sridhar Maharaj? I mean, I was talking about some sannyasis who fell down and this and that. But he never did. He was faithful throughout his life to his vows, and throughout his life up to the last breath, he was engaged in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. He was very much a man of the mission. That's how he saw himself, as he told me once, and I'm sure he told all of you, and even if he hadn't told anyone, everyone could see that he was fully dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's mission. So for those, I was just asking who are disciples, for those who are disciples, especially on this day, it's a time to consider that what does it mean to be a disciple? What would he want me to do? Now, it's not difficult to answer that. He would want you to go on in Krishna consciousness as he went on in Krishna consciousness, dedicated to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. He did it. His life was glorious and perfect in all respects because he was fully dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, not just in some eulogization, but practically how he lived his life. So, his life has a good lesson for all of us. He departed on, as we can hear from the festival going on downstairs, on the appearance day of Srivas Thakur. Who are the Panchatattva? Who can say? Everyone knows, isn't it? We have the five deities are there on the altar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara and Sri Vas. But that's not the Panchatattva. The Panchatattva is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vas Adi Gaur Bhakti. Sri Vas Thakur and all these jivas. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was very much, as you say, he wouldn't put himself above anyone. He was with everyone. He was especially, it's another thing he told me, and you can see that, he said that just at the last stage of my life, I just want to, as far as possible, give myself to the devotees. Whatever I got from Prabhupada, I want to give them. So he shared that liberally. He was with the devotees. He was available to the devotees. He never put on any airs. They're just saying, objectively, he may, from the objective point of view, he might seem like a very normal person. He never tried to show himself as being something very special. He could relate with everyone and speak with everyone in a very friendly and sometimes, as you know, jolly Swami could also sometimes be jolly angry also. He didn't try to. When he was angry, and everyone knew about it. You know about that, right? Abu Dhabi knows about that. Huh?
Jolly blunt.
Jolly blunt. Yeah. Very blunt. If he didn't like something, he'd tell you. So he was very natural in that regard. And all of Prabhupada's disciples have many things to teach us in many ways. So you're all, those of you who are his disciples, you're all fortunate to have had his jolly association and his jolly blunt chastisements. So please, on this day, rededicate yourselves to serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, as he, no doubt, there's no doubt about it, wants you to. He was very concerned about Prabhupada's mission in all aspects. His joy was in the successes of Prabhupada's mission, and his distress was in the difficulties of Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna. I won't speak very long. You see there are many Vyasa Pujas, and nowadays there are more and more disappearance festivals. So I don't usually stay for the whole festival, so please forgive me for that. Otherwise, you know, I also have my service to do in Prabhupada's mission, and half the year would go if we were to attend in full all these festivals. So don't mind, and all glories to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and you can really say that in your lives, and I think his life is that message also. Hare Krishna.